Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe this fine, wonderful evening, and Happy New Year's to everyone. Today is January 4th, 2011. Looks like we're less than 2 years away from the end of the world, so we better start stocking up on things. You know, after all, they say 2012 is the end of everything, or is it just the end of the calendar? Well, I don't really know for certain. But at any rate, welcome back to another WordPress plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall. I'm here to talk with you this evening about a very simple plugin. So this will probably be just a short, brief podcast, not having a whole lot to do. We are now on the letter O, and as I've said, it's getting tough to find some of these letters. And with my next podcast, I may just start jumping around because it's just getting too difficult to always chase down a plugin, especially if I haven't already used one for that letter. So at any rate, though, for the letter O, what we're going to be covering, well, what I'm going to be covering, because I'm not going to be schizophrenic tonight, I'm just going to be myself. And what I'm going to cover for you all out there is Database Optimizer plugin. Now, at one point in time or another, everyone out there has to optimize their database for their WordPress install. And that optimization is very important to be done. Sometimes it's also necessary to repair the database, especially if you get loads of posts and pages and tags and other things in there. The database can get pretty large and pretty unwieldy. So it's important to have it optimized from time to time, and sometimes you'll go to your website and it'll say can't connect to database, but yet other sites on the same server are just fine, which is an indication that the database has an error in it somewhere. So at any rate, what I would like to do is talk to you about DB Optimize. This is the plugin I've done. I've tested out several different database plugins, optimization plugins, and this one here by Marcus Mueller seems to be the best one. It not only allows you to reclaim the unused space, defrag your database, optimize it up, but it will also repair tables if they've got some errors in them. So, without further ado, quite simple, as usual, log into your administration area, go in and do a search for OptimizeDB. That's how I found it, and it'll probably be somewhere in the top five. My search, it comes up number two. Just click on it, install it. It's a very simple one. You install it, and then you just turn it on and activate it. And then it's just a matter of finding it in the list as it lists it up. Once it gets in there, and you just scroll down, and it should be in the tools menu. And what we've got it down here, Database Optimizer is located in the, which menu did it drop it into? Yeah, dropped it into the tools menu. Just click on it. It brings it up. And while it does that, what it does is it, the first time you click on it, it does the magic that needs to be done to your database. And it gives you a list of what tables are up to date, which tables it fixed, which tables it corrected. And it just gives you a nice printout of it all. That's all there is to it. That's about as simple as it gets for plugins for me. So covering the plugins, that's all I really have. I don't have any feedback from you, my wonderful listeners out there. I really look forward to getting some feedback. I did have this past week, though, another plugin author who contacted me, and we will be bringing him on the show here and doing an interview for his plugin. It's a very interesting plugin, which is in beta or alpha mode right now. Very cool looking plugin, has a whole lot of features to it. It looks like it's designed for you programmers out there to bring it up and take a look at it. And let's see here, this plugin here, I've actually got a post to it, a link in the show notes to link to the post on it. And it's a developer's tool plugin by KG Mirth. And this plugin here produces a whole lot of tools for you. It allows you to load core libraries, JavaScript library, SWF object embedding, Google Analytics, upgrade browsers, a tiny MCE auto formatting, disable WordPress core plugins. It's got a whole lot of features built into it. And it looks to be very nice when it's done. I expect I'll have him on the show here sometime in the next few weeks as I can schedule my schedule and his schedule coinciding together to get him on the show. And I think you all enjoy it. So go check it out. Go download his plugin. Give it a test. Remember, it is an alpha plugin, and you do not want to put it on a live site unless you just love living dangerously. Make sure you put it on a test demo site so that if things go wrong, as they often do in alpha, then you won't have to worry about losing anything important. So what I'd like to see is any of my wonderful listeners out there, please send me feedback either on my website, iTunes, or Blueberry. Be great to hear from you all. Let me know what I'm doing. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Because I'm going to start jumping around on plugins, just start sending me plugins, your favorite plugin that I haven't covered. And if I find it interesting, I'll use it on the show. That way we can get it out to the rest of the world. So, until next time, this has been John Overall with WordPress Plugins from A to Z. I hope you all have a very prosperous new year and enjoy 2011. So far, going great for me. And that's it. This is just a short, brief one tonight. So, until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe listening to me.